Dear friends, I hope this message finds you well and that your Rosh Hashanah was uplifting and meaningful and you had the opportunity to feel a real sense of connection or perhaps a reconnection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And now we find ourselves in the midst of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And of course, the primary responsibility we have over these days is to do Teshuva. And Teshuva means so many different things to different people. The Rambam has a whole body of law called Hilchos Teshuva, the laws of Teshuva. And amazingly enough, there are 10 chapters of Hilchos Teshuva. And there's a beautiful custom to learn one chapter of this very important body of halacha each and every day. So today being the third day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days of repentance, I want to share with you a thought from Perek Gimel, from the third chapter. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, so chapter 3, the third halacha, the Rambam discusses the following way. He says, "Kushem sheshoklin zuchuyos adam va'avonosa b'shas misasa." The same way that when a person leaves this world, halavai after 120, so there's an accounting of all his or her deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures up all of the mitzvos, all of the averos. The Rambam writes, "Kach b'chol shana b'shana shoklin avonos kol echad ve'echam mibay olam im zuchu yosav b'yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah." So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us each and every year. And he judges us on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And it's during this Yom Tov that the Ribono Shel Olam takes an inventory, takes an accounting of all of my deeds, of my mitzvos, and of my averos, of my good deeds and of my transgressions. So the Rambam writes, he says, "Mishenim tzadik nechtam l'chaim." If someone is found to be righteous, they're inscribed for life. "Umishenim tzarasha nechtam l'misa." If someone is found to be wicked, they're inscribed chas v'shalom for death. Now, there's much discussion about the Rambam seems to be presenting what at least appear to be an oversimplified process of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And in fact, the Ravid, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, jumps on this idea and says, "Rambam, it's not always so clear like that. Sometimes there are tzaddikim who die, there are rishonim who don't die." The Rambam is trying to create a paradigm without getting kind of into the weeds of what the Rambam is espousing. He's creating a theological construct. And the theological construct is that on Rosh Hashanah we are judged. And judgment occurs through HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking an inventory of all of my deeds, looking at my averos, looking at my mitzvos. A tzaddik, a righteous person, is someone who has a majority of mitzvos. And therefore he's inscribed for life. A rasha, chas v'shalom, is someone who has a majority averos, transgressions. And again, the Rambam, again, looking at this in a simple way, is inscribed chas v'shalom for death. And then there's a third category, v'habenoni. The benoni is the middle road, the middle, right? As they say, nishtahin, nishtaher, not a tzaddik and not a rasha. I guess on a very simple level, a person who has an equal degree of sins, of transgressions, and mitzvos, and positive deeds. So what does the benoni do? Tolunos ha-Yom Kippurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends judgment for the benoni until Yom Kippur. Imasa tshuva. If the benoni does tshuva, nechtam l'chaim, he's inscribed for life. Ve'imlav, but if he doesn't do tshuva, nechtam l'misa, then chas v'shalom, he's inscribed for death. Okay, so an interesting model. The benoni, and I think the benoni is someone who many of us could relate to. Not a tzaddik, but Baruch Hashem, not a rasha, somewhere in the middle. And if you can imagine the benoni, his scales are exactly equal. So the side of mitzvah, the side of avera, exactly equal. So therefore the Rambam says, if the benoni, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, suspends judgment, or I should say, pauses judgment for the benoni until Yom Kippur, giving him the opportunity to do tshuva. And if benoni does tshuva, he's inscribed for life, he tilts the scales in a positive way. And if he fails to do tshuva, ultimately, again, he's inscribed in the other book. In the commentary of the Lech HaMishnah on the Rambam, he says, "I don't understand. Why does the Benoni need to do tshuva?" The truth is, if you can imagine, if the image of the Benoni is that the scales are equal, then really all he has to do is a mitzvah. Any mitzvah. Just do something positive, tilt the scales in your favor, and that's it. Why does the Benoni dafka have to do tshuva? Why is that necessary? And the Lech HaMishnah writes something so beautiful. He says, "Dehecha delo asa tshuva, havi avon echad nosaf al avonos." The Lech HaMishnah writes, because failure to do tshuva is in and of itself a sin. So the commission of another good deed is not going to be enough. This is the season of tshuva. The Rambam writes beforehand that although tshuva is always accepted and although tshuva is always effective and impactful, it is never as effective and impactful as it is during these 10 days. And therefore says the Rambam, if a person is a Beinoni, tshuva, or I should say failure to do tshuva, would be sinful in and of itself. Failure to do tshuva would chas v'shalom tilt the scales in the negative way. Simply performing another good deed, that's not enough. A person, why? In other words, the Beinoni could perform a whole bunch of good deeds, but if he doesn't do tshuva, then that lands kind of on the liability side. Then that tilts the scales, that skews judgment in a negative way. Failure to perform tshuva is in and of itself a sinful act. And what an incredible idea. What an incredible idea. There is such a power of change that exists in the universe right now. There is such an opportunity to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unparalleled throughout the rest of the year. There is a golden moment to turn ourselves, to turn our lives around to whatever degree we feel we need to. There is an opportunity that has been presented to us by none other than the King of Kings, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make the necessary changes we need to make in life. No, you don't have to turn your life upside down, and you don't have to get everything changed in the matter of a couple of days, but tshuva is a commitment to a process. Tshuva is a commitment to affect those changes that I need to affect. They may take a little bit of time to implement, but tshuva means I've bought into a process of comprehensive cathartic change. Tshuva means I have a vision for myself and I'm committed to that. That's the mitzvah of this. That's the mitzvah of this time. That's the obligation we have. And failure to take advantage of this opportunity is in and of itself sinful. There are different types of averus. And most times when we think about averus, we think about things you do that are bad, right? Immoral things, inappropriate things. I steal, I do this, I eat non-kosher, whatever. You fill in the blanks, whatever averus. There's another type of avera. And I would think that the second category is even more egregious than the first. The second type of avera is the failure to take advantage of your life opportunities. That's an avera also. That's a sin. So in this season, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the power of change available to us, in these days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to return back to Him, and almost like a spiritual amnesty, an opportunity just to start again, and I don't take advantage of that, that's sinful. The Beinoni cannot tilt the scales or change his destiny with the commission of simply some other good deeds. The only way for the Beinoni, the middle of the road guy, to move himself into the category of the tzaddik, of the righteous individual, is to avail himself of the greatest gift of all time, the gift of tshuva. May we be zochei meretz Hashem to take advantage of this opportunity, to take advantage of this gift, and to not chas v'shalom squander the opportunity, because missing opportunities in life, that's sinful also. We spend these days trying to repent for everything we've done and to say we're sorry for the transgressions that we have committed, because we all have. Let's not commit another one by missing the most beautiful opportunity of tshuva. May we zochem yaretz Hashem to return and to rebuild to our Father above. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a gemar chasima tova.